Besides the incredible nature on Bowen, our large artistic community is sure to come in a close second as a feature that sets us apart from many communities in BC. I wrote an article a while back on model building and the loss of that art as different generations take up new forms of art. I visited a number of model train builders but didn't find any on the island. Right in our community there happened to be a highly skilled model producer though. I just had to look beyond trains, to ships. Lucien Ployas is a longtime Bowen resident who occupies a unique profession in Canada. He builds model ships, not as a hobby but as a profession. On a recent visit to his shop on island, you get an appreciation for the uniqueness and skill that comes out of his modest workspace. It is a bit tight, which is largely due to Lucien's latest project, one of his largest models, a stunning battleship. The hull made of riveted miniaturized aluminium sidings, planked wood decks and at a length of 16 feet is a truly impressive sight. The model will take him 3 to 4 years to complete. The attention to detail, scale and material sure put my early day attempts at model building into perspective. Glue on hands, paint splashed all over the place, not a pretty sight. I sure wouldn't want to financially rely on my modeling skill set to earn a living. Lucien's clients vary from art collectors to museums and shipping companies. He works in the space between artist and engineer, architect. Not many can navigate that space. It is exciting to see what could come about in this shop. Scratch art is the basis to all the models built. Every piece is one of a kind. Models are built out of materials as diverse as exotic woods, brass, copper. All formed to miniaturized dimensions based on international standards. Often, as is the case with this battleship, original blueprints are used in the construction phase. From miniaturized rivets, chains and anchors to wooden planking, masts and decks, the skill to work with all these materials is to be seen to be believed. The skills to work at this level has been a 40-year journey and by the looks of his shop there will be more projects in the wing. Or should I say see? Future of modeling remains to be seen. Modeling was very popular when I was young. Whether it was trains, boats or planes, getting that model box for a birthday was a present few kids would not love. Times have changed and part of the reason I have been writing about models is because it is sad to see the loss and declining interest in modeling. I spoke with Bob Downey and Brian Calverley of the former Nanaimo Boat Modelers Association who lament the current state of modeling. Some of these works will wind up in the trash, says Brian. I was one of the younger members, says Bob at the age of 80 years. Both talk about the need for instant gratification in younger generations, so you can see why a younger generation would not be too keen to begin a modeling project that could last 1 to 4 years. Technology has also changed, 3D printing being a good example. Artists like Lucien do use these modern-day tools, but that precision handwork is just not there. Lucien refers to the art as a meeting of grace, precision and miniature. The club in Nanaimo has pretty much folded. The future of modeling beyond a niche art form does not look good. But it is tough to predict with changes in technology and possibly a need for future use to become more connected to the physical if that could change. Who would have predicted the return of vinyl records? My son has an entire collection. Lucien is just another example of our diverse artistic community producing unique artwork. Whether the art will bounce back or spur on a new art form, only time will tell.